The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I was scared because if this didn't work for me, I didn't know what was going to work for me. And I felt like I was at the end of my rope.
Two veterans share their transformative experience of hope, healing, and restoration through a unique faith-based recovery program.
And I can honestly say, if it were not for what God is doing through this program, we would not be married today. And I honestly don't even really know if my husband and I would be here today.
Welcome to Life Today. Have you ever heard of an organization, an outreach called Mighty Oaks? But I'm going to tell you what, Mighty Oaks cast a great shadow, a great shade. It can be an incredible blessing. The acorns that the oaks produce feed an awful lot of wildlife. Well, we've got somebody here right now that heads up and works with an organization called Mighty Oaks. It puts God's arms and our gratitude in play, in force, to let everyone who is a first responder, fire department, police, sheriffs, guards, whatever, and all armed service members, it puts our arms of love and appreciation around them. But it does more than that. It says, we want to help you win the battle you're fighting now because you fought the battle and paid a great price to save freedom and give us a secure future for our families. Well, Mighty Oaks is helping those who, without the help of Mighty Oaks, said they had tried so many things that if this doesn't work, we end our lives. Well, it works. And one of the great individual couples that got blessed by Mighty Oaks and now is leading in the Mighty Oaks impact is Jeremy Stalnecker and his wife, Susanna. And we welcome you back. It was great to have you yesterday. And I'm praying that many people who watched are already saying, I'm going to sponsor one of those men to go through the program that will save their lives, no doubt about it. Well, Jeremy, Susanna, however you all want to take it, let's just take off on sharing what God's love through people like our viewers does for people who are desperate and have oftentimes given up hope. And this becomes the last hope, and yet it has a transforming, life-giving effect. Tell us how they can be involved.
Well, we're so thankful for the opportunity to talk about this. It's not just life-changing, it's eternity-altering for these men and women who have served us. And donations and support make it possible for those like we're about to see to find that identity, purpose, hope, healing, and restoration. And again, we've talked about this a lot, and we could tell a lot of stories, but we have the privilege of hearing from someone who's been to our program and is now very involved with our program, Corey Scott. Corey served as a United States Marine, then became a police officer, which is not uncommon, and in the process, lost himself, lost his marriage, and came to that point of hopelessness and said, I don't know where to go from here. And that's the story we get to hear today.
So we're going to hear from him. What is his name?
Corey Scott.
All right. Listen to Corey. I think you're going to be blessed. And here's the thing. Somebody like you can make something like this happen.
That's right.
I pray you will. I mean, if you could do it for one person yourself, but if all of us join together, we can do it for quite a few. Mm. Listen to him.
I grew up in Wyoming. My grandpa was in World War II. He's always kind of been a hero of mine. I joined the Marine Corps because I thought it was like the hardest thing. My parents had to sign for me. I was in the delayed entry program, so they signed for me when I was 17. And after graduation, I left and went to boot camp. Recently married my high school sweetheart right after Desert Storm. Got back home from that. We got married. Felt like I'd started a new path in life, and the Marine Corps was slowing down on bodies. And so I got out. So I talked to my wife. I said, man, I've always wanted to be a police officer. Did 3 years in patrol and then immediately went into the gang unit. We didn't really talk about PTSD. You know, they didn't talk about PTSD when my grandpa went through World War II. Nothing can prepare you for, you know, shift after shift after shift of stuff. The last thing I did in uniform was put handcuffs on this dead guy and pull him out of the car. My buddy was fine. The guys in the unit were all fine. But then we just get together later and drink. I was on the department for just over 3 years, right around the 3 year mark, and I had an affair. I'm divorced in an apartment now by myself. I'd let down, obviously, my wife, my daughters, my family, and I didn't care. I mean, I was just so selfish. End up reconnecting with a girl I knew in high school who was divorced. We get together, and she starts talking about Jesus. I know here's a woman who wants something that I mean, I can't offer. I'm retired, I don't have any responsibilities, and man, I'm just in a dark place. I remember having suicidal ideation off and on throughout the years. But at this point in my life, it was like the loudest it's ever been. Somehow, I've got a relationship again with my daughters. I don't know how. Things are getting better, right? Everything's getting better. And everything inside me is getting worse. I came back home, and I remember I just sat on my bed and I cried. And my wife just, like, held me. And I know I needed help. The guy I used to train jiu-jitsu with before the police academy, and I go in there and I start talking to Pete about this guy, and he started talking about this Mighty Oaks program. And there's something different in Pete. And when I saw Mike later, there's something different in Mike, and I knew both these guys. And I remember thinking if that would work for those two guys, maybe it would work for me. End up going. I didn't want to go. I was scared because if this didn't work for me, I didn't know what was going to work for me. And I felt like I was at the end of my rope. I come here, I go into my room, there's assigned rooms, there's a note. I open up this card with my name on it, and there's a card inside, and people telling me that they prayed for me. Like, and then as this week starts rolling, and we're sitting in these classes, and these guys are saying things that I don't want to hear. And they're not gentle. One of the questions they ask is, do you want to get well? Pretty basic, right? I mean, that's a pretty basic question. I never really thought about it. But I went through that week, finished that week up, and I knew there was hard work moving forward. And these guys had prepared me for that and had given me a plan on what to do moving forward. It's different when you have that change and you see that you grieved God, like the creator of heaven and earth. But man, when you got a wife that's been praying for you and wants the best for you, and you come home and you know that that's what you want for her as well, then everything changes. And that's been so good. It's been good.
What do you think about now when you watch Corey?
You know, it makes me very emotional. I know Corey really well. We've become good friends since he came through the program. It's been a number of years. You can see he was wearing a polo with our logo on it. He works with our folks. And that's a short part of his much larger story. And there would be no Corey today were it not for those guys who came into his life and said, look, we've got a place for you to go. We've got a place where there's hope. We've got a place where there is an opportunity for you to understand what it is you've been missing all this time. And Corey's very involved in his church and very close to his pastor, who I've gotten to know really well. And it's just, what do you say to that? Only God can do that.
That's true.
You know, Betty, we think of military song, we think about the men. And, you know, you whispered to me, even when he started talking, to say, remember, it's
men and women.
Yeah. And it's so very important to us.
Yeah.
Susanna, you know how important that is. Women are as devastated. I hate to see a woman hurt. You know, I didn't have a good home, and I didn't know my mother very well until she took me from the home she put me in to be adopted and took me into total poverty for 10 years in misery, but I saw how bad she'd been hurt, and I never wanted anybody to hurt a girl or a woman. Still don't. And it's exciting that this is for women and it works, and they need it too. because they carry such a heavy load, and sometimes probably maybe feeling even more lonely than men, you think?
I think there's a likelihood of that, for sure, yes. And I feel like one of the most, probably one of the saddest things I have done, or one of the most, and one of the most fulfilling things at the same time, has been to serve the women that come to our program with Mighty Oaks. Just to hear kind of what you're saying, like women who have been so hurt and so broken in their life, but then so fulfilling because at the same time we get to give them the message of hope and the message of healing that, that we're able to provide to them that maybe they've never even heard before. And so it is, I think you're right. It could be a lot of times the most lonely place to be as a woman because you feel so helpless and maybe you don't know how to help, what to do, where to turn. And so for us to be able to provide that to them. And we're about to hear a testimony from one of the ladies that has been through our program, Tara. She's now serving on our women's programs team. So she's a team leader. She's one of the ladies that she'll teach a couple of classes, but then she also kind of takes a smaller group throughout there, kind of basically the process she went through when she came as a student. And so we're going to get to hear her testimony. And I think there's a lot of hope in hearing stories like this. Tara's husband was a police officer for a number of years, now working in federal law enforcement. And so just to hear their story, there is a lot of hurt in it, but also a lot of healing, a lot of hope as well.
I just want to say to both of you, you're a real blessing to put God's arms, and that's really what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're putting God's arms around people. And you just don't have any idea how much God would like to hold you in His arms. And you can live in the shelter of the Almighty. You can walk and live in His shadow. He loves you so much. Let me say to all you ladies, you are the greatest force for positive influence on the planet. There is no one that can demonstrate the unselfish love of a mother, the focus of a mother, the sacrificial living giving of a mother. And I want you to know we love you and we're sorry for any of you. Maybe you've never been a mother. Maybe that's a heavy place. But whatever load you carry, we want you to know we love you and we care about you. And I want us to listen to Tara Kugel, and we're going to listen to her testimony because God used Mighty Oaks to give her hope that likely she thought was none.
My name is Tara Kugel. My husband is a law enforcement officer in North Carolina. I was raised in an abusive household, even within the church, and so was my husband. And so we got married, but we didn't realize that each of us was carrying a lot of baggage into the marriage. And I feel like we were trying to just hold our marriage together, our bleeding marriage together with Band-Aids. Like it was not working. Within us, we were broken. And at home, we were broken. We put ourselves on this island and we isolated ourselves when we had the help around us. But we were afraid, well, would we get judged? We were afraid of what people would think about us. And so we really thought that with enough time, we'll just eventually get over these issues that we're dealing with. My husband's job was going really well for him. I didn't realize that things started happening on his job, and he had certain calls that he went to I wasn't ever aware of, and he began to struggle, but he couldn't say anything to anybody around him because he thought that was weakness. We began to really struggle within our marriage, and that led to some really deep betrayals. It led to problems with alcohol, financial crisis, which ended up leading to a loss of his job. Ended up dealing with adultery after that and trying to heal, and all without talking to anybody. We had nobody. Well, ultimately, everything that my husband and I were going through led both of us to really deep thoughts of suicide. It got really dark. We had heard about Mighty Oaks for a really long time, and we had just kept putting it off. We realized that there was a need now to do something. So we were gonna risk going to Mighty Oaks and let's just give this a try. I wasn't the first one. My husband was actually the first one, and it is not like him to do anything like this. And so I was kind of shocked he agreed to go. And he came back after the program, and I remember seeing him as if he was just a different person. I was able to go to the program just a month later. And when I went to the program, I was really reserved. I was around a bunch of women I wasn't used to. I wasn't used to speaking, talking, sharing, so I was really reserved. But after a couple of days and realizing that all these people who are involved here, all these leaders, they come from a place of brokenness too. And I remember at the end of the program sharing my testimony, and instead of being surrounded with judgment, I was surrounded with support. And that was the first time I had ever experienced that in my life. Now we both had a support system behind us. We realized we weren't alone in our struggles. We decided with my husband and I, when we came back from the program, that we were gonna start fighting differently. Instead of fighting with each other, we were gonna start fighting for our marriage. And I can honestly say, if it were not for what God is doing through this program, we would not be married today. And I honestly don't even really know if my husband and I would be here today. Because of this program and our marriage is still together, the biggest blessing that's been in our past few years is we wouldn't have our fourth child that was born just 2 years ago. I can't say enough good things about this program and the way it has impacted us and the lives that I just am able to see changed here. And so I'm so grateful.
All you can say is, wow.
Wow, that's what I say. You know, God loves all of us. No matter where we are, if we're in a pit, if we're in darkness, He reaches down and says, grab hold. Grab hold. I'll pull you up. I'll pull you out. I'll surround you with my love and with those that care. I love all of you. Just reach out. Open up your heart. And let's do this. You can do this with my love in you and those that were surrounding you to help you. Thank goodness for Mighty Oaks. They were there when this couple needed them, when this woman needed them, when the man we heard earlier needed them. He made himself vulnerable to God. God says, give it up for me and I will take care of it.
You know, we heard from Corey and we heard from Tara. And I noticed it looks like you have the women in one area and the men in another area. And then I could see, it looked like you're wise enough to put these places in pretty places.
Right.
Now, can you name how many areas, how many cities have a location?
Yeah, we have.
Where you can go?
Sure, we have five locations. We have a location in California, two here in Texas, one in Ohio and one in Virginia. So five separate locations, and we actually do our women's and men's programs completely separate, so they're not even on the same week. Turns out men and women are a lot more honest when they're alone, right? And so so beautiful environments, great food. We try to make it as comfortable as possible so that, again, there are no distractions from God doing what He wants to do in a life.
But you actually provide the way for them to get there. You'll pay their way to get to wherever the location is that best suits them, correct?
That's right.
So when we talk to you about the $3,500 for a person to go through the program, that includes getting them there, mm-hmm. taking care of them while they're there, probably getting them home.
Yeah.
This right now is an answer to our prayer because we help different ways, all the things to thank our military. We just do it. And all the things that we're doing, it takes everything we can do. So we're asking you to help us send 30 through the program, and that's $105,000 this week. If you could send one through and give $3,500, would you do it? If you could give $1,000 toward that and pray three others and somebody the $500 joins us, but if you give $35 or $100, whatever it is, would you please help us send 30 men and women through this program? You tell us some more that you'd like our viewers to hear and know about how important this is and how effective it is.
Well, we heard in both of those testimonies, and this is true of, I would imagine, just about everyone who goes through the program, that the last thing a person who is at that place in their life wants to do is get help. Mm-hmm. And so we do everything we can to remove the barriers to getting help, and that means paying the cost of the program, paying for travel to get to the program, making it a comfortable environment where they can get the help that they need. And we understand that all of that, it's not really about travel or comfort or good food. It's about life and eternity change. Yes. We talk about, we call it our legacy program because it really is about changing legacies, not just for the student, the man or woman that's there, but for their kids and for their mm-hmm. families and for whatever comes next. And that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. That's what this is about. It's about getting help that is more than just today. It is for eternity.
Mm-hmm. When we ask our viewers who helped us drill thousands of water wells, save millions of lives from starvation, set tens of thousands free from sexual trafficking, give shoes and smiles, that's corrective surgery. We're building an incredible surgical center. And it's our viewers and people who watch that are watching us right now. What do you want them to hear about the importance of their gift. Of course, if they could pay one person's way, it's like you just save that person's life.
Right.
That's what they say.
Right.
Because they say, if I don't get help here, I'm going to take my life.
That's right.
Leave.
That's right.
This is my last shot.
Yeah.
And we put them through the program that'll save them. And so what do you want them to hear?
This is an opportunity, and what we do is an opportunity. There's so many wonderful opportunities, but what we do is an opportunity to serve the men and women who have served us in uniform, whether that's in combat. We talk about the rights that we have and the wonderful country that we are able to enjoy. It's because of men and women who stand up and do that, then come home and need help. And this is an opportunity to help them. On our law enforcement and first responder side, it's an opportunity to support the men and women who are taking care of us every day. And, you know, they say things aren't real until they're personal. You know, we've talked about supporting law enforcement for a long time. Our son became a police officer a couple of years ago. And man, that becomes so personal to you when you understand there are real people who are really struggling and they get up every day and do the work. And this is an opportunity for us to support
them. And they are freedom's heroes.
That's right.
If you want to know who a hero is, it's a hero that risks their life and limb and family because they risk it all for us. And they're the heroes. Hmm. And I don't think we can do too much for them. I don't think we can do enough. But this is certainly one thing we can do. Sure. Betty, you and I do it on our own, faithfully, and we always will because we consider them the greatest heroes.
I want to say thank you for serving our country.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like the men and women that go over there, they have an unselfishness in their heart. Yes, they can get an education while they're in the service, but they go to war. Mm-hmm. You go to war for us, and you come back, and you may have helped the war over there, but in some ways you bring the war back home in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about, that they battle so much. And the enemy will say, you're the only one like that.
That's, mm-hmm. that's
he will put you alone and by yourself, mm-hmm. and then until God sends people to help you and to know that you can come out of it and be stronger than ever and live a life with a family and a heart for God. To me, that is just so exciting, what you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, I'm believing that all these people who put God's arms around the most overlooked people, the ones Jesus called the least of these,
right
now you can, could you put one through? Would you help us put 30 through? By giving toward this $105,000, would you please get your bank card, go online, or call that number and make the best gift you can? Whatever it is, it's a great gift because it's saying thank you to the true heroes who help save freedom and give us a future. Mm.
We live in a country with nearly 23 million veterans. Sadly, many of those who have served come home carrying the invisible scars of war. With 22 veteran suicides each day, and so many of our nation's heroes, including first responders, suffering post-traumatic stress, these men and women often live in despair. But you can help make a difference today and offer these warriors a bright new future. Life Outreach International is excited to honor our nation's bravest men and women as we partner to send 30 veterans and first responders through the Legacy Program offered by Mighty Oaks. Here, these heroes will be equipped with tools to fight through life's challenges and uncover their God-given purpose in life. At a cost of $3,500 per participant, a total of $105,000 is needed to make this possible. Please give what you can as a way of providing hope and saying thank you. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm believing every one of you who can will help. I want to thank you, too, for putting God's arms around these wonderful heroes.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. And to those who are watching and listening, thank you for what you do. It is because of you that the men and women we're talking about today do what they do. And this is an opportunity to continue to support them. So thank you very much.
We sure do love you. All of my viewers will be praying for you and for Mighty Oaks all over the world. I pray it just grows and puts God's arm around more of our true heroes, the armed service members, those who protect us. We sure do love you. Thanks for sharing His love. You're amazing. Thank you.
You're not dead until you're no longer breathing. And yet there are a lot of people who are breathing who are living like they're dead.
I started listening to them and everything they said just kept hitting me in the heart over and over and over again. It's like all the things that I didn't know that I needed to hear. And I opened my heart to God that week, dude, and like, I've been a different person ever since. I mean, I can't even describe how quickly all that emptiness that I had that I couldn't fill with women, with drugs, with liquor, with just anything. Boom.
I was immediately greeted by a staff of men that knew what I was going through, had been in my shoes.
You could imagine a rope with 1,000 knots, and little by little, each knot was being undone.
Everything that I was told here just made sense to me. It's given me like a new lease on life.
I thank God for saving me.
They're exposing the pain for you to understand where it's coming from and for you to move forward.
This is the first week in a long time where I've laughed and I smiled.
When I think about my husband, I can't imagine the man that he was before. And now he's the one that brings the peace in our home. In the past 2 to 3 years, we've been through some of the hardest things personally as parents, and just a lot of trials that we've ever been through. And I know it would have wrecked our marriage if we didn't have Mighty Oaks.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of Life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Next week on Life Today, Jeff and Tricia Bradford share how they were mentally and emotionally traumatized after choosing to abort their first child.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.